You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 184. Your life has a greater purpose. Welcome back to the show. Before we dive into today's subject of purpose, I want to welcome all of our new listeners from iHeartRadio. I am very happy to say that we have finally made it onto that platform. iHeartRadio has given Awaken the Healing another opportunity to be heard around the world. This platform was one of my major goals to reach when I started this podcast. They have some very high standards to meet. So the fact that we made it says a lot for our podcast. And I want to thank everyone who takes the time to share these episodes with friends and family. It's because of you that I'm able to reach more people. Thank you so much for helping me spread this powerful and transformational message around the world. Now let's get to our message from Spirit today. We are going to speak about your purpose. You have a greater purpose on this planet than most of you are aware of. You have a duty to humanity to bring forward your gifts and talents, the ones that enrich the human experience. And I need you to hear what I'm saying, so I'm going to say it again. You must use your life force, your energy, to enrich the human experience in some way. This is your purpose. Spirit says that this is the greatest reason for depression on our planet today. It's because people are not living their purpose. They are not enriching the earth or the human family in any way. Most people are so focused on the material world and obtaining possessions that they are no longer an asset to humanity. They have become a deficit. These people are only takers, and they never give anything in return. This has become a big problem. What you need to understand is that you have been trained and conditioned into a mindset of lack. You're constantly being told that there's not enough. There's not enough resources. There's not enough land for the people. It's overpopulated. It's not enough jobs, and so on. This belief system creates selfishness and greed. The me, and mine attitude. And this is actually the mindset of the negative path of the dark side. This consciousness creates poverty in all its forms. So when you have this mindset, you're always grabbing for more, believing that there's not enough for everybody. You're under the illusion that scarcity really exists. But in reality, the universe is infinitely abundant. Having a poverty consciousness causes you to bring harm to yourself because of your belief in scarcity. You are not a vibrational match to abundance, and therefore wealth cannot manifest in your life. You have been taught to sabotage yourself, your own life, with toxic beliefs that keep you in a state of poverty. This creates a vicious cycle. Poverty then manifests in the lives of people for generations. And again, this is not just about money, because poverty can be manifested in every aspect of your life. Remember what I said, we have been conditioned to believe in lack and scarcity. This is an illusion, because you can create whatever you want or need with the right belief system. Spirit wants us to understand that the greatest reason for unhappiness and depression is due to the fact that you do not see yourself in the proper way. You do not see yourself as the infinite divine being of light that you are. And you are not taught that you have manifested on this planet to assist humanity in some way. You have forgotten who you are, and you are now identifying with a physical illusion. You have been hypnotized through social conditioning to believe only in what you can see. The illusion is the physical reality, and when you believe in it, then you have lost your way. This is why I have come. I have come to help you to become more conscious and aware of the truth of who you really are. People become depressed because they are identifying with their flesh state. They have become completely consumed with the physical reality. They start chasing the illusion, believing that they will be happy if. And there are a lot of ifs. People say, I will be happy if I get that job, or I'll be happy if I get married, or if I get that promotion. Some believe that a new car or truck or boat will bring them happiness. Humans can think of a million things that will make them happy if it happened. But even once they get what they thought would make them happy, still people find themselves falling back into a depression. Just think of all the actors and famous people who have killed themselves, but you believe that they had everything. Your happiness is not about things or other people or status. It's about a certain state of awareness of the truth of reality, of who you really are. You have to let go of the belief that money will make you happy, because you have to see money as the energy that it truly is. It's there to help you complete something, help you to manifest something. It's not to be worshipped. Your happiness cannot be dependent on something or someone. The truth is, happiness must be created within. And when you create a state of true happiness within you, nothing can take it away. You will be happy no matter what happens around you. And the only way you could possibly stay in this state is that you have learned to look at your life from a higher perspective. You understand that you are creating your reality as a being of infinite consciousness. And everything that manifests in your world is happening because of you. Things don't happen to you. They happen because of you. And you begin to realize that they are helping you to grow on a spiritual level in some way. When you know that you are an eternal being, then it doesn't matter if this relationship works out today or not, because you will have lots of opportunities to iron out your lessons with others. But you really don't want to keep repeating those lessons. You want to move on, to have new experiences. So you need to work on manifesting relationships that you desire to experience instead of replaying old programs over and over again with new people. Remember, your outer relationships are only mirrors of the one that you are having with yourself. Become conscious of why you keep creating scenarios that don't feel good, and then work on your solutions. Find the solutions to heal whatever it is that needs to be healed. Do it now so that you can move on to higher vibrational lessons. Don't keep getting stumped on the same things life after life. You need to learn from your experiences and realize that they are happening for a reason instead of feeling like a victim to them. Your happiness is not dependent on something or someone else. You must take full responsibility for how you feel in every moment. This is a huge step in the direction of your self-empowerment. When people are unhappy, nothing and no one can truly make them happy, because happiness is a conscious choice. You choose to be happy. Spirit says that the true problem to your depression is not having a sense of worth. You are not living your life with a greater purpose. Just getting up, going to work every day is not your purpose. You have to be bringing something of value to the table of humanity. You have come to this planet with gifts and talents that only you possess, no one else. What you have brought here is unique, and you must develop it, or the world will suffer. And your spirit understands this. And this is the reason for the depressed state. Your life has to have a greater purpose. For every problem that humanity is facing, There is someone already here, born on this earth to solve that problem. There are people on this planet at this very moment that were born to help eliminate all forms of disease, what we call dis-ease, to clean up the oceans, the air, the water, to solve the issues of the dry lands. They were born with the knowledge within them to heal the ills of humanity. Every issue from waste disposal, recycling, cleaning of the air and water, and so on, already have solutions born on this planet. And amazingly, some of these people can be found on TED Talks. But too many are still chasing the illusion, waiting for a job promotion, working for a job that they hate, staying in fields that they have no business being in because they're an artist, but they're trying to be a doctor. You will never be happy. I don't care how much money you get. If you are not living your purpose, you are not going to be happy. Too many are still asleep and living lives of no value or consequence to the greater good. These people are not contributing to humanity, and they're not living their purpose. Contributions to humanity can be in many forms, from growing flowers or organic fruits and vegetables, designing jewelry that helps people remain energetically balanced when they wear it, making clothing that's not toxic, and interweaving the knowledge of color therapy and the designing of the garments, keeping people's vibration high when they wear them. It could be writing a book or producing a movie that assists people with their healing. It could be anything. Our animals, Mother Earth, our sea life, everything needs help on this planet, because the belief in scarcity has just about destroyed all life on our beautiful earth. The point is, you have a responsibility to contribute something to enrich this planet. If you're not doing that, then you will experience some form of depression. Your life has to have a greater purpose than just selfish goals for attaining more money or cars or whatever it is. You have to use your determined will to create a better life, not only for yourself, but for humanity as a whole, because we are one. What happens to the least of us also happens to each one of us. Selfishness and the belief that you are separate is the root to all evil. But once you raise your vibration through study, prayer, meditation, and by changing your mental and physical diet, you will realize that all life is interconnected. And once you begin to live in this consciousness of oneness, then you will find that all of your desires begin to manifest with little or no effort. You only have to align with your desire to uplift everyone. And in uplifting others, you will automatically uplift yourself. You see, it's time for you to understand that your life has a greater purpose, and it's time for you to start living it. Your soul cannot and will not be happy until you do that, because the soul wants to be of service. Your presence on this planet has to benefit the whole. If what you're doing is not for the greater good of all, then you will experience a form of depression. You are unhappy with your life because you have not found that which gives you joy. When you start doing what gives you joy, then you will find true happiness. Your health will return, your vitality. You look younger, you feel younger. Living your joy is the first step toward creating the life of your dreams, because joy brings you freedom. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it.